This way.
But surely it's...
No, this way.
I'm lost and dependent on a child. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
See?
Yes. Yes.
But I am alive. And there's light. And I'm back in the world above, a world I know and understand.
Do you know where we are?
The main market.
It's very quiet.
It's early.
So how do we get to the palace?
What?
I got you out of the caves. Now you lead me. Take me to see the Sultan.
Tumen Bay. Episode 8, The Purge, by John Dryden.
And when will the battle commence?
When your father wishes it to, and only then.
But it will be soon, won't it? You will go away and...
Your father is a great general. Perhaps the greatest Tumen Bay has ever known. You have nothing to fear.
My fear is not for him. It is for you.
No. No, not here, Manel. Not in your parents' house.
I don't care. I would do anything for you.
Your father.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
I hope you are comfortable here, Daniel.
I am, General. I'm grateful for your hospitality.
Good. Sit. Eat.
Coffee, General?
Where is your brother, Manel?
I haven't seen him this morning, Father.
Is he using his time wisely to better himself?
Yes, I'm sure.
You go to his room, you wake him up and give him a good beating if necessary.
Yes, General.
Was I cursed with a son with no desire or interest in anything?
I will go.
Stay. And let the servants do their job. I will not have my daughter opening the door to strangers.
General, there are soldiers from the palace guard outside. They are asking for you.
Yes. What do they want?
General Kulan, you are to come with us.
Why?
Are you going to come peacefully, or shall I call my men in?
General, what is your command?
Stand down. Am I to understand you are arresting me? By whose authority?
The Sultan.
I will finish my breakfast.
You will come with us now.
I see. It is like that.
General, what shall I do?
Do nothing. Serve the Sultan loyally as I do. And Daniel, look after them.
With my life, General.
Manel, go fetch your mother.
I am here, husband.
Seems I may have to leave you. Remember what I told you, Hoda. If this day ever came, you know what to do. It's important that you remain calm. Whatever happens, you know where to go. You take the others. You be kind to them. But know, Hoda, that you are my first and most treasured wife.
Father, what is happening?
Ah, Pesha, you join us at last. I hope you had a restful night.
Who are these men? Why are they here?
I... I had wanted more time to prepare you for this world, but... Well, I may have seemed a harsh father. You will understand why one day.
General, we need to go.
Yes.
Daniel, you do what you can. You take care of them.
You can be sure of that, General.
Come.
I will find out what I can.
Yes.
Wait here.
Daniel! Be careful.
Don't worry. I'm sure there's been some misunderstanding. There's something going on at the palace, but just to be safe.
Go.
Unit, lunge! At ease! Shields up!
Daniel. What's happening?
The Sultan has had the general arrested.
I know that. Is there anyone with you?
What? Of course not.
Come. I tried to get a message to you. We are in danger. It's all gone insane here. My uncle suspects everyone.
But General Kulan, he's loyal.
Is he?
Yes. The most loyal soldier in the Empire. Loyal to the Sultan, loyal to Tuman Bey.
They say he's been plotting to march the army on Tuman Bey.
Who says?
My uncle's vizier, Kadali.
I know the general. I've spent time in his home. I know his family. If he had any such plans, I don't believe this can be true.
The Sultan is seeing traitors everywhere. They say he started to wear armor in bed.
There are soldiers down there.
It's a purge. Anyone he thinks is a threat is being arrested. I think he may come after me.
No.
How do you know?
Have any officers of the palace guard come here?
Not yet.
Then they won't. They would have come here first. Be scared. You're safe here.
What are you doing?
I have to get a message to Commander Wolf.
I don't like sharing you with other men.
No more than you like sharing your horse with other men.
It is not the same at all.
Prove it to me.
I will. But first...
You have to get back to your horses.
Maya is a dangerous enemy who needs to be taught a lesson.
Then go and teach her a lesson.
You don't understand. The Sultan is afraid. He wants to negotiate peace. He won't let us go back to the army, so General Kulan has ordered the army to come back to Tuman Bay. They've been marching for 5 days. We need to prepare.
So you disobeyed the Sultan's orders?
He's not my Sultan. And anyway, someone has to act, or Maya will just walk in through the city gates.
And when you come face to face with this Queen Maya, what do you intend to do to her?
Kill her.
She is very beautiful, you know.
You've met her?
Of course not. I've heard of her beauty.
How do I know you are not one of her spies?
Commander Wolf, I am just a whore.
A whore who beguiles men, renders them impotent so she can steal their secrets.
Wolf, you're beginning to scare me.
You are a spy. Why don't you admit it now?
What? No, why?
Why are you talking to me like this? Are you...
Shamsi. Shamsi, oh, Shamsi.
Put me down. Oh, I hate you. I hate everything about you. Let me go. Let me go.
What do you want?
You have to come with us.
Why?
Seize him!
What?
Shamsi, step back now.
But who are they?
Palace guard. No one arrests me.
No! Wolf! No!
Leave her. I go. Of my own free will to talk to the Sultan. Shamsi. Wait for me.
This way.
You! Stop! How did you two get in here? This is...
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry, Your Excellency. We've been ordered to stop...
Ordered by whom?
The Sultan. He's taken personal command over the palace guard.
I see. Well, you'd better carry on with your duties, soldier.
So where does that leave me? How long have I been away? You can wait in here.
But where's the Sultan? I have to see...
I know. But no one can just see the Sultan. I have to arrange things. You have to wait. And don't touch anything. Just sit down and wait.
I'm hungry.
I'll send for something. Just wait.
Everyone has been looking for you. Where have you been?
I don't think I need to explain myself to you, Kadali. I need to see the Sultan.
You need to keep out of his way, at least for now.
What do you mean?
He has uncovered a plot.
What? Who?
General Kulan and his man Wolf have ordered the army to march on Tumen Bay.
I don't believe it.
You wouldn't. Family blood. But I'd stay in your rooms for now until we get to the bottom of it all.
I have a boy.
Really? How interesting. I have many.
No, this child is special. He has dreams. He can...
Are you all right, Gregor? You seem a bit dazed.
This boy needs to see the Sultan.
You need to go to your rooms and wait to be summoned. The Sultan and I will turn our attentions to you in due course, and you will have an opportunity to defend yourself.
Defend myself? Against what?
You are, after all, the general's brother. We must leave no stone unturned.
So loyalty is the question. Maybe the answer is sitting in my room waiting for bread and olives.
Ibn Bey? Ibn Bey!
Hi!
Is that you? We haven't seen you here in a while, huh?
No, I suppose not.
Are you looking for something? I've got a new lot in.
No. I don't require any slaves.
No, I suppose not. No one's buying at the moment. Waiting to see how things turn out.
What things?
You know.
Oh, all that.
They say Maya will be destroyed once our armies march out, but while we wait for that to happen, the markets have gone stone cold dead.
I suppose so. I'm sorry.
And I've got to keep on feeding them. No one else is going to. Some of the traders here, they've had to cut their losses.
You mean...
What else can they do? But not me. Not yet. Hey, how did those blue-eyed ones turn out? Did you manage to tame the boy?
Well, I sold him. I got a good price.
Oh, yeah. And the girl? With the baby in arms? Did it go to the dogs? Slave with a baby? No one wants...
Enough! I don't want to hear your... I'm sorry,
Ibn Bey, what is it? You seem... Tell me. Tell me, my friend, what troubles you?
Coffee! Get coffee!
No, it's... I don't want to trouble you.
No, it's no trouble. Sit. Sit. Tell me.
I lost my wife and child. The plague. They were coming to join me here in Tumen Bay. And the ship I sent them on... Well, it was to be their final resting place.
Oh, you but be. No, no.
It became a ship of the dead. So many lives. So many dreams. She was to get married. Heaven, my daughter. Oh. I had found a suitor and... But that part of my life is a closed chapter now. It was not meant to be.
Ah, coffee. Good idea.
Go.
I took care of the child for a while.
The slave girl's child?
Yes. I thought I'd found new hope, but... Oh, she was taken away from me, too. Life, huh?
Life. Yes, that's it.
It raises you up only to throw you down again.
It does, it does.
So?
On your own again.
Perhaps that's my fate.
It was meant to be. There is a purpose to everything that happens, Ibn Bey. Of that, I am certain.
I suppose.
Aye, aye, aye. Maybe we are all alone, eh, in the end.
So it would seem. Well, thank you for the coffee. I hope business picks up for you.
It is in God's hands. Are you sure you don't want to look at my stock?
Next time.
All right. Keep coming. It was good to see you.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, can I help you? What is it, girl? Is something troubling you?
Father, don't you recognize me?
No. No, 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 no. This can't be. You're dead.
No, look at me. Look into my eyes. Touch me. Touch my face.
It is. It's you. It's you. It's you. No.
Help him, please.
Sir. Sir, are you all right?
She's dead. My daughter died in the ship with her mother. All burned. All burned.
What? No, no, Father, it's me. Look at me. It's me.
This is your daughter, sir. Heaven. This is heaven.
It's me. I've been looking for you.
Is that really her father? We found him.
Yes, boy. We did.
And we knew you'd be at the slave market sooner or later, so we waited. There you were.
Come, come. This is your home. Sabira? Sabira?
Master.
Make some coffee. Come. Please. Please, make yourselves comfortable. You are my guests.
Thank you, sir.
This is a real house.
This is your home, Heaven. I spent months getting it ready. For you and your mother's arrival.
It is everything she ever wanted.
Yes. I have been cursing the day we decided to leave our country and come here. You know, your mother was reluctant. I insisted, but she didn't want to.
Don't, Father. Not now. There's no point blaming yourself.
No. No. How was she? On the voyage.
She was excited to be joining you.
Really? She wasn't cursing me?
No. Never.
I planted this tree in her memory. Both of you. It was your mother's favorite. Whoa. Hey, no, please. Don't let him climb on the well. You'll fall.
Get down from the boy.
It's a long way down. Who is this child? Where does he come from?
I'm from the desert lands.
Father, he's a good boy. He helped us. We wouldn't be here without him.
Well, then, he's welcome. You are both welcome. My house is your house.
Thank you, sir. I'm in your debt.
No. You protected my daughter. You brought her back to me. I am in your debt. I am forever in your debt.
What have you, Father? What have you done?
Me? I have become a nursemaid.
What?
I took care of a baby for someone at the palace.
But how did...
It's all in the past now.
What is it, Father?
I thought I'd lost everything. But you are here.
Coffee? Thank you.
But you must be hungry. Tell the cook to prepare something.
Master.
Look, the boy is yawning. Come, I'll take you in and tell you a story.
What story?
Oh, I have many stories in my library. Would you like to know of the giant furry ants who carry gold dust in their hair?
That's impossible.
Oh, no. It's written in the history.
I'll show you.
Nice place. When you said your father was rich, I didn't believe you.
Does it matter? Does it change anything?
He does business at the palace.
What?
He mentioned the palace.
Did he?
Good business. Slave business.
Wait. You consider yourself part of the palace guard?
Sir?
Adjust your collar. You look a mess.
Yes, General. Bring him in.
I will walk unaided. Stand there.
Here.
There.
Here?
I think you're making light of the situation you find yourself in, General Kulan.
And what situation would that be, Kodali? What am I accused of?
Put him there, where the Sultan can see him.
I'm sorry, General. I just need to...
Now make him kneel.
I will kneel in front of His Majesty of my own free will. My loyalty is, and always has been, to him. Your Majesty.
I counted on your loyalty above all.
We are running out of time. Tuman Bey is under threat, and my...
And yet you are the one who betrayed me. And I gave you the power to do so.
Your Majesty, with respect, I don't know what you are talking about.
Do you take me for a fool? You sent for the army. You ordered them back. They are marching on Tuman Bay as we speak. To depose me?
No, of course not. They are marching to defend Tuman
Bay. You are a traitor, General Kulan. I always suspected it, but...
Does Maya even exist? Is it all a plot, General?
Maya is moving towards Tuman Bay. She is winning one province after another. She has already taken Emerald Province. That is why you haven't heard from the governor there. Whole regiments have gone over to her side. She has hardly had to even fight a battle.
Your Majesty, if I may advise, it is better not to listen to the lies.
You are being protected from the truth by these sycophants.
Oh, yes, General. Defend by attacking. We know...
Maya! Maya's forces are light. They travel very fast. Our forces move slowly. We need to mobilize them or face destruction. The outside world has been changing, and very fast. I have not betrayed you. I've been trying to save you and save us all.
General Kulan is speaking the truth. My cavalry has reported these things, Your Majesty. You were a fat fool.
And soon you will be a dead fat fool if you do not listen.
Put your sword away. No one uncovers their sword in the presence of the Sultan.
Take him down. Take them both down.
Nobody tells me to put my sword away.
No, Wolf. Throw down your sword.
What?
Throw it down. It's over.
We've done our best. We can do no more.
I was wrong. Tuman Bey is not worth fighting for.
Is it true what they are saying?
Majesty?
Have you been concealing the truth from me?
Of course not, Your Majesty. I was the one against giving Kulan these great powers from the beginning, and now he's turned them against you.
We need to prepare our defenses. Who's second in command?
That would be...
Get them. Prepare the Imperial Guard. I need loyalty. I need loyal people.
Your Majesty can rest easy. The walls of Tuman Bay have stood 1,000 years and will stand 1,000 years more.
I know Tuman Bay will survive. That's not my concern.
No, Your Majesty, of course.
Report back to me when you have something to report.
There is one more thing, Your Majesty.
What?
His Excellency Gregor.
Yes?
He's back.
Back from where? Where has he been?
Well, he's certainly not been at his post in the palace. He may even be part of his brother's treachery. I think he needs to explain himself.
Bring him to me.
What are you doing down here? I've been looking for you.
Daniel.
I told you to stay in your rooms. It's not safe. Who's this?
This fellow is my friend, Ahmed.
My lord.
He works here in the stables and he can get us fresh horses.
What are you talking?
Remember what we spoke about?
Madhu.
My mother's place in the mountains. She knew she could escape there any time, but she never had the chance. We do.
Madhu.
Let's do it now.
We need to
just go. Disappear, escape all this fear, all this plotting. We can go tonight.
No. We need to keep a clear head, not panic, or we could end up
It like makes your... perfect sense. While there's such confusion in the palace, surely.
No.
But no one will know. We go under cover of night.
No. You are drawing attention to yourself. The Sultan is looking for reasons to arrest people. Anything you do...
I don't think...
You can't do anything here without being seen. Not now. Especially not now.
You don't want to go, do you? You never wanted to. You lied just to keep me...
No, I didn't. I will go with you. I swear I'll go with you. But you have to remember something, Madhu. You are the son of a sultan and the nephew of a sultan, and your mother was the wife to both. You have a role to play in all this.
A role?
Maybe this is your moment.
What?
Everything is falling apart in the palace. General Kulan is in jail. The Sultan is going mad. The army is without leadership, and Maya's forces are closing in.
Exactly. That's why
this is your moment. You've learned so much with me in the army. I've seen a boy become a man with strength and vision and power. A man I love.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it alone.
Do you love me?
I love you.
Do you trust me?
I trust you.
All right. Good. Then let's go back to your rooms. Your friend here, the stable boy.
Sir? Yes, Ahmed. We've just been discussing the horses.
I'm sorry, Ahmed.
What are you? Why?
We need to hide him under the straw.
Why did you have to kill him?
He was dead anyway. From the moment you came down here and asked for fresh horses. Come. We need to go back up. You need to be seen.
We can't just leave.
Look, look. I've been a lot of things in my life. Many of them I'm not proud of. I've used people. I'm really just a mercenary for hire. But I found something I believe in. What? You.
When will this child stop eating?
I want more.
Eat.
I'm bored of waiting. I want my mama.
Be patient.
That woman, the slave, who you came to see in the city underground, why is she important to you?
You should know. You seem to know everything else.
She has something you want. I know that.
Well then, that's all you need to know. I'm beginning to see how you operate.
What?
You ask questions and pick up information here and there and you reflect it back. It's clever. You're good.
So you don't believe me?
I'm no fool.
Then why did you agree to bring me here?
Why indeed? If I was in my right mind, I'd throw him out the window. But?
This queen, Maya, the Sultan does not need to fear her.
What?
He shouldn't concern himself with what might happen. It is already decided.
You mean everything is decided and whatever anyone does will make no difference to what happens to them?
Of course. Isn't it obvious?
Maybe to you.
Yes. Maybe just to me. I have seen the future.
If you have seen the future, what am I going to do next?
You are going to answer the door.
Do the fires burn forever?
Well, as far as anyone knows, they have always been there. Who knows, one day they may rise up and consume the whole city above. He hasn't told me when or if.
Sorry, who?
The frog, my little boy. He knows everything that's going to happen. He dreams it, and his dreams are true. At first, we thought they were just dreams, but he dreamt of his father's death. It was a long time before he told me that. And when we came down here, I thought we would die, but because of his dreams, the people here thought of him as something special. He knew you were coming that night. And he dreamt you would have something very valuable with you.
Shh. Yes. I would do anything for her.
I don't mean the child. You came with something else, didn't you? You have to make up your mind, Sarah, if you trust us or not.
It's hard to trust anyone once you've been a slave.
That's why it's worth so much. You came to us, we looked after you. You have to trust us. You have to believe in our way.
Yes. We all need something to believe in. But how do we know if what we believe is true or false?
Step back.
It does that sometimes. You and your child would have been consumed like dry straw. You have to trust.
Wait here. I'll come and get you when the Sultan.
No, I'm going in with you.
Suit yourself.
Ab Nicole. Come, come, stand there where His Majesty can see you. Majesty, may I begin? Gregor,
you are responsible for the palace guard for the Sultan's safety, and you just vanished. Once again, you have failed in your duty. Explain yourself.
Your Majesty, you have invested in me the responsibility to keep the palace safe. That is what I have been doing, working behind the scenes, not sitting in comfort drinking mint tea and filling my belly in the palace.
I have been beside my Sultan whilst you have been...
locating the reliquary.
There are few things that bring me more pleasure than trumping Kadali in front of the Sultan.
So, you have the scrolls?
Unfortunately, I have nothing to trump him with.
No, I do not have them, but I know where they are.
What do you mean?
The scrolls are not important. They don't matter.
Who is the child?
This is a boy who has been making prophecies. His reputation has spread far and wide.
Oh, Krikor, what has happened to you? You think by bringing to His Majesty a circus performer, he will...
Wait! Bring the child forward. What's your name?
They call me the Frog.
And what do you want, Frog?
To tell you about the dreams you have been having.
My dreams? What do you know about them?
You dream of victory, and yet, when you wake, you fear assassination.
Tell me more about my dreams.
You are riding next to your commander, a general, at the head of a great victory parade.
Where are we?
Tuman Bay. You are here in Tuman Bay.
I have had such a dream.
But in truth, your general will not be there beside you. She will be.
She? You mean Maya?
Yes, Maya.
And I will be at the head of the armies?
Yes. And all the people of Tuman Bay will watch in silent awe.
And this is the future?
There will be a sign just before.
A sign?
Birds will gather in the midday heat. And then you will know what I foresee is soon to pass.
Give me a sign now.
What sign would you like?
Something, anything. Some magic so that I know what you say is true.
Any sign I give, you will find some explanation for. That is the nature of the world of men.
Just do something. What sort of sign is that?
You see, Majesty, he's a trickster. He knows nothing.
Take the boy away. Give him a good beating. Come on.
No, leave him.
I will see to it myself.
There was something beside you, on the pillow.
What? You are wasting His Majesty's precious time. Take him away.
Shut up, Kadali.
A few nights ago, a dagger, unsheathed, with emeralds, the pattern of a horse on it. You had your servant killed so that no one would know about it. You fear everyone around you. You find it hard to sleep. You don't know who to trust.
Who put it there?
I see the color red.
Effendi red. The envoy?
Night is black. Blood is red.
And tell me, the commander, the general who rode beside me in my dream, will he betray me?
What do you think?
He's in the dungeon right now. How will he have a chance to betray me?
Then you have answered your own question.
But is he loyal? Is he loyal to me?
He is loyal. He will die for you. He will die for Tuman Bay.
Release General Kulan.
But, Your Majesty, I would advise against...
Release him now.
Yes, yes, of course. You heard the Sultan? What are you waiting for?
Yes, Your Excellency.
And bring me Maya's envoy. I'm ready to see him now.
I want to go home now.
Yes, come with me.
And keep the boy here in the palace.
Majesty.
I will need him later.
But you promised.
The Sultan has spoken. Come, you can rest in my rooms.
Ah. What's going on?
You are free to go, General Kulan. The Sultan commands you to resume your duties.
Good.
General.
Yes, what?
Your sword, General.
Thank you.
A fine way to treat your allies.
So, what's happening?
It's over. We can do our jobs again.
If you want to. You have been treated badly, and I wouldn't blame you if you and your cavalry left us and returned to your homes in the mountains. And I wouldn't stop you.
Well, there is a nice woman here who I would be sorry to lose. I think I'll stay.
Then we have work to do.
I presume it has been found, then.
The reliquary.
What else?
His Majesty would like to be the first to share the news with you. Please.
Perhaps I should have stayed closer to the envoy as ordered. Perhaps I should have allied myself with him more firmly. That might have been a mistake, I fear.
Your Majesty. Lord Red.
Or maybe not.
I hope Your Majesty is sleeping well these days.
I am. Despite your help.
My help.
The knife on the pillow beside me that morning.
Perhaps my queen's doing. If she wanted to kill you, she would have done it. But she didn't. I hope that brings you some peace of mind. She's not your enemy. She is your friend. You made the right decision in holding the army back. She just wants the scrolls. And if you give them to her, she will leave you alone. So, have you got them?
You know what? Put them in chains.
What? You can't do this. I am Maya's envoy.
You are the representative of a dead governor's wife who shortly will meet the end she deserves. Arrest him. I know the future. I have nothing to fear. I am ready for battle, and I will march at the head of my armies and destroy your whore bitch queen!
Episode 8 of Tumen Bay, The Purge, featuring Rufus Wright, Aisha Hart, Matthew Marsh, and Alexander Siddick, was written and directed by me, John Scott Dryden, with music by Sasha Putnam, and editing and sound design by Steve Bond. Tumen Bay is created by me and Mike Walker and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including a cast list, visit tumenbay.com.